National Book Award winner Alice MacDermott has written her first novel in 7 years. Titled Someone, it is a finely drawn account of one ordinary woman's seemingly unremarkable life. Jeffrey Brown talked with MacDermott recently. Here's an excerpt of their conversation.
I understood that this was a character who, in her own life, her voice hadn't much been heard, and in literature, her voice isn't much heard. So you were
conscious of that, or
very
thinking
conscious.
About that?
Yes, yeah. Mm. So for me, it was resisting all the more appealing characters, and listening to the voice that hadn't been much heard from.
I've read that this story began as something bigger, that I think you referred to it in another interview as a teeming novel you were working on,
right.
And somehow it was scaled down to the story of this one, again quoting you, unremarkable woman.
Yes, yes.
That's true?
Yes. Well, the sense of her voice alone, mm-hmm. To give the entire novel to her voice, to her character, to the way she sees things and doesn't see things, to hear her voice, the way she uses language. She's a shy child. She's a plain woman. Yes, an unremarkable unremarkable on the surface character, but with a very active internal life, and I wanted to capture that.
And where does she come from? There are some connections, family connections, to your own life in, at least your parents' life in
sure.
Brooklyn, right? Irish Catholics?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. My parents were both first-generation Irish Catholics, raised in Brooklyn. But it was more, for me, it was that women of that generation were even less likely to express themselves, more likely to have that active interior life that they didn't dare speak out. Mm-hmm. So I was interested in women of that era. I was interested in the language of that era. There's so much, and certainly this is cultural, so much that wasn't spoken about. In that time, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not just the Irish, but the Irish do have a propensity for saying less than mm-hmm. they mean. So to capture what's going on inside her life, but also what the world around her is keeping her from seeing and saying.
And did she unfold for you as you wrote, or did you know going in that there was where this was going to end, her story?
She very much unfolded for me. And this is the first time in my writing career that I wrote a novel mostly in third person. Mm-hmm. And then very, very close to finishing the novel, I thought, no one's listening to her, and neither is her author.
Really?
I need to give her the first person. I need to let her tell her own story that directly.
Really? So you went back and
I
rewrote
went back,
the story?
And I'm always telling my students, don't worry so much third person, first person. It doesn't mm-hmm. make that much mm-hmm. difference.
Ellie, just for you as a writer, I mean, when you're writing something that isn't, it doesn't grab the reader by the throat because of the, you know, we're waiting breathlessly for the big, how did she get to be so famous or something
right,
like that?
Exactly.
You have to do it through the writing. I mean, yes. You have to do it through beautiful sentences, which is what you do.
That's what one hopes. I mean, that's, you know, we're surrounded by story. Mm-hmm. Story is very accessible to us, more so than ever. But what I think literary fiction does is raise the level of the sentence to be as important as the story the sentence tells. The rhythm, the beauty, the music of it is as important as character and plot.
You can watch Jeff's full conversation with Alice MacDermott on the ArtBeat page on our